Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 7 o'clock, it's time to begin. Welcome to the monthly meeting of the Blair Airport Authority. We meet regularly at 7 p.m. on the third Tuesday of every month right here in the City Council Chambers. The purpose of the meeting is to conduct the business of the Blair Airport. The meeting will follow the agenda made available inside the entrance door. Also, a copy of the Nebraska Open Meetings Law is posted there and at that door back there. If you have an agenda item or wish to comment on an agenda item, please follow these steps. Raise your right hand, allow me to recognize you, step up to the podium, clearly state your name and address so our recording secretary can get that down. Direct your remarks to the members of the authority only. Do not speak directly to the other members of the audience and try to limit your comments to about 3 minutes so others have equal opportunity. City of Blair officials that typically attend this meeting include myself, Dave Johnson, Marty Rump is our secretary, Dan Hunt, Wes Bedke, and Faye Jones is not here. Is she coming? Does anybody know?
No, she is not going to be here.
Okay, she won't be here tonight. Phil Green is a Blair City Administrator and the Blair Airport Manager. Aaron Barrow is the Assistant Blair City Administrator. We thank you for your interest in the Blair Airport. We appreciate your interest and your participation. With that, could we have a roll call, please?
Dr. Faye Jones is absent there. Marty Rump is me, so I'm here. Dr. Dave Johnson.
I am also here.
Dan Hunt.
Present.
And Wes Bedke.
Present.
All members present accounted for. Next item is approval of the minutes from the November 19 meeting. You have the minutes on the computers ahead of you. Do you have any addition, changes, corrections?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of the minutes.
Motion by Hunt. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Rump. Please indicate your votes.
You gonna vote twice?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I just voted
right.
Twice.
I'm trying to train over here too and not paying enough attention, I guess. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Okay.
Members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Fourth item on the agenda is the financial reports.
Yeah, we're 16% through the fiscal year. Everything seems to be tracking about as expected related to the budget. So, unless anyone has any comments, I'd make a motion to approve the November financials.
Motion approved by Marty Rump. Second, please.
I'll second.
Wes Bedke, second. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. We're two reports already.
Good evening, Tim with Skyworks. About 10 days ago, we lost our biggest airplane at the airport back to Epley for potential winter conditions. The Citation Sovereign, and at the time, one of our biggest customers. And it just so happened a few days later, we happened to get an ice storm. I was out of town, Harrison was out of town. And I found out about this, I was in Arizona, I found out about it Saturday morning. And I called home, and I ended up talking to Brian Bronson, who has all the platter space at the airport, and asked him what the conditions were, and he said, Tim, I haven't lost my driveway. And I said, are there any notams? And he pulled it up. Miller had notams, Council Bluffs had notams, Fremont was closed. And nothing was supposed to trip Blair for the whole event. We need to take this ice thing serious before we have a huge liability problem.
Well, we need to decide who's responsible for posting notams.
Well, that's a good
point. I mean, I don't know the answer to that, but I agree a notam should have been posted, and I don't know what the process or procedure is. So,
well, I think that could be solved. I mean, irrelevant. My point is, we're collecting money for ice. fighting the ice. We're not doing anything to fight the ice. You know, we need to stop collecting money or figure out what we can do. It doesn't matter how long we extend the runway. If we don't get the ice off of it, nobody's going to come. Braking action is key on these jets. We got to get the stuff off the runway somehow.
Well, I'll just say it. I thought the FBO was responsible for getting ice off the runway. And maybe I'm wrong. I thought that was the case. Pardon me?
How am I going to get the ice off the runway?
Well, you've got the equipment and you've got the product.
We have the product that we've tried. It doesn't work. So we don't use a lot of it anymore. It either blows off or it doesn't work.
So I had a conversation with Harrison a month or two ago, and you weren't here. I don't love this ice product or another product in any case. I don't want to promote one over another, but the fact is we have several, I don't know, five figures worth of ice pellets. I don't know how much they were. Maybe it's less than five figures. We got a lot of ice pellets there that I don't know how often we've used them or tried to use them. When we were trained, the guy that trained us said, look, this is an art. It's not a science. You got to play with it. You got to try this. You got to try that. If it's windy, it's going to be, you know, this kind of a problem. If to just abandon multiple thousands of dollars worth of pellets until it's been given a fair shake, I don't think is a wise use of our resources. I wasn't there. I don't know what was done when in the prior ice events. I don't know what kind, how it was applied. I don't know what happened. So maybe I'm naive, but we've got multiple thousands of dollars worth of product there that can be used. And to just say after one or two or three events that, well, it's, you know, throw up your hands and say that's it, I don't think is responsible. When we've been trained that it's an art and not a science. So I think that you keep playing with it. Tell me I'm wrong. Anybody, I mean, start throwing the darts. I don't care.
Well, last month at the meeting, was that Harrison that was here?
Yeah.
So he said they were going to start initiating a kind of a two-prong system for the ice, trying to use the Cryotech pellets, and then he said that Skyworks would also apply a liquid and see how that worked with like a modified crop sprayer. I'm not sure if that was done or if it would have been effective in this situation, but
I think Harrison might have spoke a little inaccurately based on his experience with this subject. I have an ag sprayer that I was willing to donate to the cause for the use of this. I tried for over a month to engage Klaus to come look at it and see what we needed to do to modify it and make it work with your tractor. I don't have a tractor big enough to run the thing here. It's from my ranch in Valentine. Couldn't get Klaus to come look, which that's fine. He works for the city, not for me. And we did do the research on the product and what needs done, but we still have to have a way to put it on. All we have is a small tractor to spread some of the pellets. And we have experimented with them with multiple ice storms over the last 5 or 6 years that we've been collecting money for. They do not work after the fact. And if you put them on before the fact, they blow off or they need sunlight or they need something to activate them. They are not a standalone solution. And we have come to find that out in talking to the other airports, Millard and Epley and the ice, you know, people who sell this stuff. Seems like the spray liquid is what's used as a pre-treatment like we're doing on the streets nowadays. It's just a form of it that's safe for airplanes. I think the pellets probably have a place, but it hasn't turned out to work as a solution to prevent the ice buildup as the storm is going on.
Do you know how these other airports spread the liquid?
They have sprayers. Epley uses both products. I don't know how I'm no expert at it. I'm just not. I did send Aaron the table that we see as pilots that are posted when there's a notice put out. Those other three airports use that guideline and post the notice accordingly. And again, I have to be careful as the FBO when the call comes in on the phone or the radio, what's the conditions there? I can accept a lot of liability if my guys say the wrong thing. So they are coached to exaggerate. If they get put on the spot, it's not good. Breaking action is poor. That's pretty much our standard answer unless we know for a fact different. So the only way we really have to rate it is to go out on the runway with our pickup, slam on the brakes, and see how bad it is. So, you know, I was never trained in the NOTAM system. And Tristan is the only person in our organization that has had some training back with Doc and Lee. And she has taken a step back now that Harrison is here. So maybe we do need to reevaluate who's going to work with Aaron and Phil on getting the note posted and posted in a way that the aviation community recognizes what we're trying to tell them. I think that is used. When I see it as a note on my computer, basically, correct me if I'm wrong if you guys know what I mean, but I think the runway is divided in thirds and you use a rating for each third based on this table when the note is issued for icing conditions on the apron, the taxiway, and the runway. I have never seen this system on Blair. Are we using it?
I didn't know anything about it until you just said that. So that's part of the unfortunate reality right now is that very few of us are really trained to do the things that we're responsible for on a very, very important airport that's trying to continue to grow.
Yeah, I think, I mean, let's all look at each other. We all know that the four or five of us here, I mean, the two there, frankly, I guess I better not speak for you two, but we don't go out there every day. I mean, I'm not out there testing braking action. I'm sure that there is no one that is assigned the responsibility for testing braking action on the runway. Maybe we should look into that.
And I don't know how you rate it. I honestly don't. I wasn't part of it either. You know, it was kind of back in the Doc and Lee days, and maybe Rod knows something we all don't.
And we're in the process of hiring a airport administrator, manager, whatever.
Airport manager. And they'll be full-time for the airport, and these are exactly the kind of procedures and policies that individual is going to help me put together and implement and be on top of these issues.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it?
When we had the NOTAM classes, and Doc and Lee and Gary and Krista all went, it was decided that not just icing, but NOTAMs would be handled by the FBO because there was somebody there all the time that could do so. Now, being able to state the conditions on the runway,
now,
I couldn't have made it there.
Yeah. You know, Tristan was able to post notes, but I think she got her information from Doc and Lee because they were out there trying to do the snow removal or whatever fight we needed to put up. And as you guys all know, they live there. So Tristan could post the note from home, and I think Lee and Doc could probably do it also. If I remember right. I don't know if Klaus can, but if Tristan's the last person standing that still was trained in that system, she's not there as much as she used to be.
Okay.
Well, I think it needs to be put on the to-do list. And given the fact that we're entering the winter time frame, it probably needs a little priority.
Yeah, we don't, I'm speaking for myself, we don't object to trying to find a better solution for the icing. I know, I mean, this last event, it was kind of a unique case. They pre-treated streets here and it didn't really do anything. So I don't know if the pre-treatment would have helped for that specific situation, but the last interaction we had was, you know, the spray-on was going to be tried to see what the effect was, and nobody objected to it, so we said proceed. But if there's something else that we need to do, I mean, if you're saying we need a different piece of equipment, or we need funding for when it's a really bad case where it's predicted to be ice, we need the spray in that situation where we're not using the pellets. Yeah, I'm willing to listen to anything, because I agree, we are budgeting to do it, and it's something that needs to be done. But I thought we were making a little progress, but maybe I misunderstood.
I think between the two entities, the airport and Skyworks, or me, we can put the equipment together to try the liquid. It's not like any other airports using. I think they have a truck with a tank and sprayer on the back of it, from what I hear. In this case, it would have to be a combination of your tractor and my sprayer. I've got all the tanks and stuff that we could get the product in bulk, or it comes in mini bulk, and we got the pumps that we could give us a try. We still need some expertise and how much. And quite honestly, between Brian Bronson and I, we tried to hire the guy away from Millard a year and a half ago, and when Millard found out about it, they gave him a raise and he never came. He was going to be working for Skyworks and Brian and I, and he is the one who does the ice removal at Millard, and we failed there also. So short of finding somebody who knows when and how much and the mixture, because I hear they're using a combination of liquid and sand and in places pellets, there's apparently a science to it that we don't have a key to yet.
Okay, you want to use sand on the runway?
My eyebrows went up.
Sand. Well, it's very from what, and maybe it's a certain kind of sand. It's just what I've been told. I may be totally wrong.
Quite honest with you, Tim, based upon what we had heard at the last meeting, one of my questions for you under this portion of the agenda was going to be, how did the liquid application go for the ice?
Never got that far.
Okay.
And usually, I think this is probably the earliest in the season when we've had an ice storm. Usually we get these in March. So
we've had some dandies in October before, too.
Well, that's true, too.
So, Aaron, can you get with Klaus and have him see whatever is needed to get our equipment hooked up to his equipment? And then what do we need to do to teach him how to operate it?
Well, I did get far enough to find out. He uses the same piece of equipment on his farm, and he has tractors that are set up for the calibration and the operation of the piece of equipment. Whether that's some kind of solution that we could rent his tractor for a time or two while we try this, it just never made it that far. The sprayer was built by B&B up in Tampa. We talked to them about the proper nozzling and whether it would spray this type of solution. I guess it's comparable to fertilizer in consistency. So we've made some progress on information and pricing of the product and all of that, but it kind of fell apart with not being able to get the piece of equipment matched up with a tractor to make it work.
Yeah, it seems like, it's going to be a little experimental. If we want to try to use this, the first thing is we need to get the equipment to work. So whatever we can do to progress that, and then...
Does the city have anything that could spray it for the first time or two?
Possibly, yeah. We obviously do some pre-treatment on the roads with some of our large truck equipment. I'm assuming we can put down a pre-treatment with no salt or with no sand at all. Depends on, I guess, what kind of equipment and how it runs. But we can try that, which I'm fine with. I'm fine with experimenting with the whole thing.
Well, maybe we pick up the discussion with your folks for starters. And
yep.
And leave Klaus out of it, he probably got his hands full anyway.
Yeah, and then we'd probably need I don't know. You almost need a icing event to test it. We'd need somebody with at least a little bit of expertise to see, if it's helping or if it's not helping. To get to that next step, are we going to go out every 3 hours with a truck and see if it helped, or we have to kind of set up a protocol to figure out if for example, if there's a note amount for slick conditions on the runway, I don't know if you can remove it just because you put spray on it, because it's not necessarily going to work. You know, it can't. It may help, but so I guess all those things we kind of have to work our way through. But if we can, you know, if you think the most productive way is to use equipment that you have at the airport now that you can use, or your team can use, you know, with no notice, or if you think this, you know, the city equipment should go out there, you know, when it's the city's equipment, then you have to coordinate that and everything. I don't know what you would prefer. You know, we're open to suggestions here, so.
Right. Just so you know, Dan, last year, I kind of took the attitude, I said, Michael, let's get rid of this house. I said, overdue. So the couple ice events we had, he spread stuff up and down the runway at the end of the turnarounds. We didn't do a lot with the taxiway or the apron except for in front of the gas tanks. We had white stuff everywhere, inside the FBO, inside the hangars, and it just didn't, you know, the first time I did it, we put it out, and an hour later, the clouds come along and brush it all off. So I don't, we need to go back to the drawing board. I don't know what else to say. And, you know, those three airports I mentioned, we are blessed with more turbine airplanes at our airport than all three of those combined. We're in a position we need to take care of them. They want to be here. Like I said, just making the runway longer is not going to keep. We've got to take the ice, and that's true from an FBO too. When we have the ability to clear the runway and the apron of the ice, I need to be able to de-ice the aircraft. Right now, it doesn't do me any good to invest in the equipment and de-ice the aircraft when I'm going to pull them out onto an ice skate. They're not going to leave anywhere. And right now, they're not landing in the ice. We've had some airplanes divert to that halfway over the weekend. And I almost did on Sunday. We were barely clear by the time I got home. So, anyway, that's more than my 3 minutes. So.
Maintenance.
I just want to real quick clarify a couple things as far as the NOTAMs go. You know, I sat through a NOTAM class. It was about an hour long 4 years ago, and have never done a NOTAM. Every NOTAM that has been issued to this point has been through Tristan. And I just always had the understanding that she was the primary person that would do that. Mostly because, I mean, she has an aviation background and knows the language, and I don't. And, you know, I could muddle through one if necessary, but didn't know it was necessary. So I guess maybe some communication, you know, Tristan's not going to be doing that as often, or she's not in a position to do it, you know. I agree, we need to schedule some more training, get some more people able to do that.
I think we had the little powwow at the beginning of the season, are we ready to go? And it seemed like Tristan and Klaus and, who can issue them right now, okay? And I'm not saying
I know of that for Blair that can issue them would be Tristan and myself. I'm not aware of anyone else who has been through the training or, you know, can even log into the system and, you know, issue the motor.
And it's not that Tristan's not willing. I don't think she's ever been the one to gather the info. I think she was the one who took the report from Klaus or the doc or the conditions and then posted it. I don't think she ever went out on the runway and came up with how bad it was.
That's new information to me. So
I'll ask her.
Yeah. So anyway, I just clarification for everybody. You know, I'm more than willing to step up and help if I know I need the help. You know. So anyway. Moving on to maintenance, we just just continuing to put band-aids on the old hangers, put some more tin up over this last month. I've got three doors that are going to need to be replaced, and you're going to try to line that up here in the next few weeks. RPD hangar door was had some maintenance on that, a cable snapped, and then some runway lights were repaired. So that's all I had.
Were you responsible for maintenance on the OPD hangar?
Well, it's our hangar. We have been since I've been around. So
I probably heard that before. I just don't retain well. Typical male.
Update on current construction projects.
Thank you, Chairman, Board. Let me start off by simply saying that we're obviously not doing as good a job as we need to be doing out of the airport. Appreciate what Tim and Skyworks is doing, but we've got to do a better job. And that ultimately falls back on us as full-time staff, but as we've explained to all of you and as people have known for a while, I mean, we've got a lot of things at the city level that we're responsible for. So I think we're moving in the direction we need to be moving to, and that is we need a full-time person that is available to us, and we need some much, much better, clearer policy. And the staff here knows that's one of the things I've been preaching a lot, even for the Blair staff, and we'll do the same thing on the airport side. We need good, clear policy so that people know what's expected. It's too often that we all say, well, I thought you were maybe going to do it, and maybe you were going to do it, and if you needed help, call me. But, you know, too much finger pointing and not enough responsibility. And I'll start by taking responsibility for this. But I think hope is coming. So let's talk a little bit real briefly about the projects. No direct movement forward. Obviously, we're still in the land acquisition stage. Talk more about that when I get to the actual report. We do have a meeting coming up. Again, I'll talk more about that in just a minute. I'll also talk a little bit about the state-sponsored project that we're working on. And some of those are very, very exciting. But I don't know, Heather, was there anything else specifically about ongoing projects you thought we should specifically mention?
All the trees are down.
Yep.
We're just waiting for the contractors to start burning. But we want to wait until there's some snow on the ground, and then they'll start burning. And then that'll be done.
So that'll be
clearing. What about NOTAMs for burning?
The clearing.
Last time when we burned, yes, we issued NOTAMs indicating that they were burning near the airport or at the end of the runway. And Tristan was helpful with that. I would just call her and let her know, hey, we're burning today.
So going on, unless you have any other questions about the current projects, and we'll talk some about projects during my little report here. Speaking of the assistant airport manager, we have gone through applications that we've been collecting. We currently are scheduling interviews. I think we have at least two, maybe three that we're scheduling to interview in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, it's kind of a unique time of the year to be able to do that, but we are hopeful before the end of the year that we'll actually have somebody selected and then hopefully have that person on staff with us sometime in January. So excited about that, excited about introducing them to you, hopefully at the next board meeting. Not the emergency board meeting, but the next scheduled board meeting. I did pass out to you a couple different documents and just wanted to bring those to your attention tonight. Number one is that just a reminder, and just to let everybody else who's here, if they haven't heard, know that we are having a special Airport Authority meeting next Monday night, so on December 23rd at 5:30. And it's a special meeting specifically because it's a required public hearing regarding the land acquisition that we need to be pursuing for the runway extension. We had been operating and negotiating in good faith with our negotiator, have come to a point where we're obviously not going to be able to agree with the primary landowner. We explained that to all of you the last time. We did have some conversations with a land attorney who specializes in condemnation procedures, and this is one of the steps that's required just to have this public hearing. Then there's going to be a time delay between when certain actions could be done. But we felt like it was important enough to get this done before the beginning of the year so that we can hopefully reach our goal of before the 1st of April, having everything kind of wrapped up as far as this land acquisition is concerned. Again, many of you have gone through the condemnation process before and understand what that's like. There will come a time down the road where a value determination will be made by the Board of Appraisers. It'll be incumbent upon the Airport Authority at that point in time to deposit those funds with the court, and then that kind of establishes that basis for a dollar amount. But they can always appeal that. That can be contested in court, and as we know, that can take a long period of time to finalize exactly what the final dollar amount might be for that property that we need to acquire. But it's important that we get started on it and start moving forward. So we'll be doing that next Tuesday night, or Monday at 5:30. Also on that agenda is an agreement with this particular attorney and his law office for his contracted services. So those will be the only two primary things on that agenda next Monday night. Any questions about that meeting?
Do you anticipate the current owner will attend the public hearing?
Don't know. He knows about it. He was informed both in a letter that was sent to him, and I did speak with him on the phone because he had communicated actually with us after our negotiator had kind of made a final offer to him before we started going through this process. And he specifically called me just to let me know that he wasn't happy with the dollar amount that we were offering. And I said, I appreciate that. You will be getting a letter too that says that we're going to be moving forward with the condemnation process. Well, okay, you guys do what you have to do. I'm doing what I need to do, and I just want to make sure you knew that I wasn't happy. Okay. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Again, this is a public hearing simply about the need for it. So it's not necessarily a public hearing to justify why we have to do it. You know, all that's been laid out in a lot of documentation that's been laid out before. This is simply an opportunity for any adjoining landowners, others who may be interested, and the applicant to fully understand what it is we're doing and what.
As far, one quick follow-up, as far as the actual negotiation or the dollar amounts and stuff, is that still basically confidential between, I mean, we're not really supposed to know what those figures are, right?
Or? No, I mean, I think it's a fairly open process, and, okay. And in fact, a lot of times that the negotiator on our part will talk to me and say, well, this is kind of where we're at, or do you feel comfortable going a little bit further? You know, a couple of unique things about this particular parcel, obviously the current owner purchased it within the last year. That tends to establish the market rate. We acknowledged even early on when he purchased the property that we needed to buy some of that from him. He's kind of established what the market rate is, but of course we would expect that he'd get a reasonable you know, appreciation for that. The last offer that we made was 30% more than what he had paid for it. And again, he thought that was ridiculous.
The last time that we went into these, we would have to get an appraisal. We would find an appraisal. He would have to find an appraiser. And the court would appoint an appraiser, so we had to get three. Are we still doing that this time?
Correct. And we've got ours.
From the get-go
he's
now.
Working on his. And then the court will move forward with the third one, whether they independently do that or whether there's another one that's been done by what they would consider to be an independent party. But then they'll evaluate those three and determine what seems to be a fair and just price.
Okay.
So we'll keep you posted on that as it continues to move forward. So that was the first document that I handed out to you. The other one was just a reminder about the Nebraska Aviation Symposium coming up in January. So it's January 29 and 30 of 2025 out in Kearney. So they are taking reservations online. So if you'd like us to make a reservation for you, please let us know. We'll be happy to do that. Don't have an email that we received yet. So whether that still comes out later this month or first part of January, but the website is up and running. So let us know. We'd be happy to get you registered.
Wes is going to come back from Scottsdale for that.
Wonderful time of the year to do it.
Wonderful time to be in Nebraska. Kearney instead of Scottsdale.
Couple things to report to you. Happy to say that our SRE building, the snow removal equipment building, has been relocated. If you've driven by, you probably have noticed it out there. Really appreciate the hard work that the city staff went through. That helped to coordinate all of that. It was amazing to be out there and watch this fairly substantial building being driven down the cornfield, or what was the cornfield, and so pretty impressive. They did a really good job of getting it settled in there. The individual poles have been cemented into the ground. Everything was leveled before that was done. It currently has rock inside. We're going to leave the rock inside this year. The plan then is next year that our public works employees, when they have some time, will start the process of converting that rock into a concrete surface in that building. So eventually we want to have a concrete floor. We've been in contact with the electricians and gotten that contracted. So they're going to be redoing electrical to the building. There will be some extra perimeter lighting on it. We want to make sure that it doesn't shine off the property. So we've asked to make sure that we get the right kind of fixtures for that. There'll be much better lighting on the inside, much better electrical scattered around the building. We're going to have 220 put in, at least in one location, so in case he needs to be limited welding, some things like that, that they can do some maintenance work out there for some of the steel equipment. Just to let you know about a couple of things that are going on, it's our intention, working with the Blair City Council, that we will be asking them in January to approve an engineering agreement with HDR that will design and eventually go out for bid, potentially, for a new 12-inch water main down Highway 133 all the way to the airport. We have talked about the fact that we need sprinkler capabilities for some of those hangers. And we're in the process of working with a rural water system here in Washington County. There's potentially going to be a new water tower that will be installed south of Blair, some expanded use. We took it upon ourselves then to talk to HDR and say, well, what would it take potentially to do a new main down the highway or some other route that would be able to provide fire flow to the airport? So it looked like the best route with the longest term benefit would be to go all the way down Highway 133. So I think it's from County Road 32 all the way down to the airport. Estimated cost right now is about $1.5 million. So it's a substantial amount of money. I don't anticipate that if we go forward with this, that the airport would be the primary one or the only one to be funding this. I imagine that it will be a partnership between, if it happens, and I want to stress that, if it happens, between the airport, probably the city of Blair, hopefully the county, maybe Gateway Development Corporation, and anybody else. We can find who wants to participate in this. My understanding is that several entities over the years have approached Washington County with the desire to have other residential neighborhoods like Lakeland located somewhere else along that Highway 133, but they've been told they can't because there's just insufficient water for them to be able to do that. So this begins to open up avenues for development all the way along Highway 133, as well as obviously fire protection that we're looking for at the airport. So my argument to the city is going to be, we just need to move forward with the design, understand what potentially it might cost from an engineer's estimate, maybe even go out for bid. You can always not proceed if you choose that it is just too high of a cost. But let's find out, kind of like what we did on the South Corporate Hangar area, let's find out what it really might cost for us to do this, and then we're prepared if the timing is right. And so our intention is to do the same thing, so we'll keep you informed on how that is proceeding. They anticipate, I think, that the design would be completely done and they might be ready to go out for bid sometime next summer, in summer of 2025. Probably take 8 to 12 months, something like that, for construction to occur. And then just earlier tonight, the chairman signed an agreement with Olson to finalize the documentation for the grading for that south corporate hangar area. The anticipation is bidding potentially next month. In January, yeah. And so that's kind of a full steam ahead thing. I've been talking with our bond individuals, and we'll be talking more with the banks as far as what kind of short-term financing we're going to have to come up with that would help pay for some of that construction. Again, there was the state grant that we ended up getting for that as well, but we need to be prepared to pay our part for that. So we'll have more information to share with you in January, I'm sure, regarding that. But excited to see several of these big projects continue to move forward. Any questions for me? All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from the board, from the floor, for the good of the airport? There being none, I would entertain a motion for adjourn the meeting.
I'll
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by West, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Hunt. Please indicate your votes.
Use your mouse.
Hey, that worked.
All members present voting aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
All right, see you Monday.
5:30.
This coming Monday.
This coming Monday?
Yes.
23rd.
Yeah, 23rd.